Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Greater Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Warren Smith. And we're going to be talking about some fascinating things that affect the Christian church today. Warren, of course, started out in the New Age movement, and eventually, of course, he came to realize what was going on, and the dark spiritual force working within the Christian church. He became a Christian, but he also recognized that many of the ideas that he had adopted working within the New Age had infiltrated Christian theology, and so he's written a number of books on this, and we're carrying the latest one. What's the title of the book, Warren?
False Christ Coming, Does Anybody Care?
False Christ Coming, Does Anybody Care? Oh, how could certainly occult ideas infiltrate the Christian church? Well, ladies and gentlemen, everybody who goes to church today knows that, certainly if you're old as I am, knows the music of the church has changed. They would know that the message of the church has changed. Oh, very subtly, but certainly it's changed, in fact, today. Why, of course, the standard operating procedure for the American government is to acknowledge that torture is perfectly all right. It's all right to torture people because they might have evidence that would be, well, beneficial if we only knew what it was. And when was the last time you heard a minister or a Christian leader speak out against the use of torture by our country? What's happened to America? Well, I believe, of course, that we have been infiltrated by these dark spiritual forces at every level of our society, and certainly in our seminaries, and in what is going on in many of our largest churches. And today, there are certainly some churches are well aware of what's going on. Some of them, those smaller churches, do support us and try to help us get the message out. But unfortunately, these messages have gotten into the seminaries and have effectively neutralized the Christian church. Warren Smith, you pick up the story.
Well, you know, Stan, I was very involved in the New Age movement. I believed it with all my heart. Part of the reason I believed it was because there were supernatural experiences that seemed to confirm that what I was doing was from God. When you have supernatural experiences and you don't have any warnings about deception, then you tend to believe what's happening to you. And that's exactly where things are at, not only in the world, but in the church, where the Word of God is being trumped by spiritual experience. We're being told that we need to hear the voice of God, we need to experience God, and we need to be less concerned about the Word of God. And I would say it's just the opposite. We need to make sure that whatever's happening is consistent with the Word of God. In the book of Matthew, Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. So we're being led into this new arena where spiritual experience is going to bring on a whole new worldview, a whole new way of looking at life. And that bottom line view is that God is in everyone and everything. Everything is love. Everything is divine. When we awaken, that's their word, when we awaken to this realization, then we will truly be able to have world peace.
And, of course, as all these new ideas tie into this whole idea of this wonderful new world that's coming. Well, of course, ladies and gentlemen, if you read the scriptures, you'll find that the new world coming is going to be headed by the Antichrist down the line. Of course, we may have a wonderful new world coming, but in the meantime, we're in for some terrible, terrible times. But this is not being taught in many of our churches today. In fact, they're all about how wonderful and rosy everything is. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the whole world is beginning to crumble around us. Certainly our government is involved in torture. We've accepted torture as quite acceptable. What's wrong with this story? We'll be back in just a moment with Warren Smith. Warren, you go right ahead.
Stan, you've used the word wonderful a couple of times to describe this false new world that's coming, this false peace that's coming, and the prophet Jeremiah.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
The church has been thoroughly infiltrated. Our seminaries have been infiltrated. Our church magazines have been infiltrated. Some of the biggest Christian ministries have been infiltrated. And this isn't to say that the ministers, or most of them, aren't good people. It's simply that they do not understand what is really going on. It is a most amazing, amazing thing that certainly... what we need to do, of course, is to contact as many people as we possibly can, hopefully that we can get them to, actually so that they're, well, anyway, you go right ahead. I'll sit back and let you go ahead and get the information out there.
Okay, Stan. I think the most important thing that people can do at this stage, you're going to have a whole lot of people, a whole lot of books, a whole lot of stuff coming at you. And for people maybe that aren't really well-versed in Scripture, that are confused, perhaps even frightened by all these different points of view, I would just really urge people to pray to God and just pray for the truth. In Jeremiah, in the book of Jeremiah, in the 9th chapter, he talks about those who were not valiant for the truth. I think it's so important for people to be valiant for the truth and to want the truth and to pray for the truth. And that's a very simple prayer that people can make. Lord, I don't want to be deceived. I don't want to be deceived by anyone that is in the church. I don't want to be deceived by anybody that might come across TV through Oprah Winfrey or whatever. I don't want to be deceived on anybody that might be even on the radio that might not be of you and might not be saying things that are true. Give me discernment. Solomon was told in a dream by the Lord that he could have anything that he wanted. And he said that what he wanted above all else was the ability to discern between good and bad, to be able to have that discerning ability to know what's true and what's not true. And I think if people hold that in their hearts, if they really want what is true, I have no doubt that God will alert them to anything that they need to be alerted to. So pray for the truth. As a matter of fact, I was on a plane in the last year with a woman who is a New Age believer from Santa Barbara, California. And we got into an interesting discussion, and she, you know, realized where I was coming from, and I could see where she was coming from, and we kept talking. And I said, you know, something that's really safe, you know, we have different ways of looking at things, but if we're both praying for the truth and not to be deceived, we should be on the same basic wavelength. Wouldn't you agree? And she said, absolutely. She said, I will do that. I will pray for the truth. And then I said, are you open-minded enough to read my book, The Light That Was Dark, which is my testimony about being involved in the things that you are involved with right now and how I found out that there was deception. And she said, I would be open-minded enough, and I would be glad to do that. So I gave her a copy of my book, The Light That Was Dark. I think if people are approached in the right way, and if they're asked to really try to, you know, discern truth, I had a whole office full of evangelical Christians when I was in the New Age, and I was running around Stan. I dyed all my clothes orange. I was following the guru Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh. I was handing out New Age literature. I had evangelical Christians in my office. And no one ever said, you know, Warren, what you're doing is really dangerous. You're deceived. I love you, but be careful. No one ever did that. There was one gal, bless her, you know, she handed me a Bible one day and said, I want to give you this Bible, but that's all she said. And I just think that people are hesitant to really warn people. I don't know what it is, but people just kind of don't want to look like they're being, quote unquote, negative. They don't want to alienate anybody, but we're told to contend for the faith. We're told to fight the good fight. We're told in Ephesians 5 to expose the works of darkness. We're told to bring them into the light. The Apostle Paul said that it's a shame that we have to talk about this. It's a shame, Dr. Stan, that you have to get on the air, what is it now, 5 hours a day to warn people about these things. I mean, I'm sure that there are other things that you could do, but we must, and we have to, because things have just gotten to the stage where we need those warnings to go out. I actually know a couple that have become friends and supporters of the books and ministry that I have because they first heard me on your program. I know you're reaching a lot of people. I have a friend in Wenatchee, Washington, who heard you interviewing me years ago. So, you know, it's a great work that you're doing to get the warnings out to people. But again, the Apostle Paul said it's a shame that we have to do this. It really is. But it's a necessary thing. Now, we had started to talk a little bit about the simplicity of the deception. The Apostle Paul, in 2 Corinthians 11, talks and warns the Corinthians. He says, just as Eve was deceived by the serpent, I'm worried about you. And he says, there's a simplicity in Christ. Well, there's also a simplicity in Antichrist. There's also a simplicity in the new worldview that's being presented. I know from your study of the occult and your many years of reading a lot of these books, Stan, you know what that bottom line is. That bottom line is simply this. God interpenetrates his creation. This is the lie. God is in everyone and everything. Therefore, we are all connected. We are all divine. We are all love, and we are all one. When we awaken to this, the New Age and the occult state, then we will be able to light up like an electrical circuit, like a grid that is a worldwide God grid that will allow humanity, if you will, by their words, to be born again in a whole new way and to make a quantum leap into an evolutionary new creation. It will be a new species, according to Barbara Marx Hubbard, one of the key New Age leaders that I know you know very well. You've studied her writings. You know how incredibly dangerous this woman's teachings are, and she's being brought forward at this point in time to bring these teachings, especially tying them in with quantum physics and trying to use the new math, new science, cellular biology to prove that God is in everyone and everything. And these teachings on the quantum, the subatomic particles, leeches its way into books like The Secret. You'll find the subatomic particles, the fractals, and this quantum science in the book The Shack. New Age sympathizer, so-called evangelical leader, Rick Warren crony, Leonard Sweet, has a book that was published way back in 1993 called Quantum Spirituality, and he basically commends New Age leaders like Willis Harmon, M. Scott Peck, and Matthew Fox, the author of The Coming of the Cosmic Christ. He calls them his role models and his heroes. He brings these New Age leaders right into the church, and there is almost nothing being said in terms of warning people. It really is an awful lot like Nazi Germany when Hitler was outing everything in Mein Kampf, and people just kind of sat back and just really didn't say anything. As a matter of fact, at the very beginning of a recent printing of Mein Kampf, the man who wrote the foreword warned. He said, quote, "For years, Mein Kampf stood as proof of the blindness and complacency of the world. For in its pages, Hitler announced, long before he came to power, a program of blood and terror and a self-revelation of such overwhelming frankness that few among its readers had the courage to believe it. Once again, it was demonstrated that there was no more effective method of concealment than the broadest publicity." Stan, I wrote False Christ Coming, Does Anybody Care What New Age Leaders Really Have to Say About the World, the teachings that they want to bring into the world, the church, and America, these false teachings. I lay them out in my book, but we actually have Barbara Marx Hubbard and Maitreya, the man who says that he's Christ and he's here on earth and he's been here for, what is it now, like 30 years he's been here?
At least that.
Yeah, at least 1979, I think, is when he supposedly came in from the Himalayas and came to London. I think Benjamin Krem announced in, 1982 through major newspaper ads around the world that he was here. He was waiting for humanity to call him forth. This man, Maitreya, his teachings are consistent with Barbara Marx Hubbard, Neil Donald Walsh, Oprah Winfrey, Marianne Williamson. All these people are saying the same bottom line, that God is in everyone and everything. And here we have Robert Schuller in November 2003 on the Hour of Power, saying, yes, God is alive, and he is in every single person. We have Rick Warren stating in his book, The Purpose-Driven Life, that God is in everything.
But I think it's so interesting, of course, that Time magazine would call, Rick Warren the leading Christian philosopher of our time, having taken the place of Billy Graham. And basically, of course, what he is doing is actually leading people away from Christian teaching. Basically, of course, that we have to acknowledge basically that the scriptures tell us we're to be subservient to God. We are not God. We are to be totally subservient to his teaching. And but what they want all of us to believe is that we have within ourselves some special power. And if we can only tap into the power within us, if we can only find out that we actually are God. And that sounds incredible, and yet, of course, that's the story that comes, from the book of Genesis, that we are God, that we have supernatural power. If we can tap into that, we can do all sorts of wonderful and good things. But the last thing we want to do is be totally subservient to the God of the Bible. And what they're really doing is teaching another God. And it's done so subtly. And, of course, we're supposed to be praying, but we're not praying to God. We're simply, opening our mind up so these ideas can be brought in. And we have entire churches where they've changed the message and the music of the churches. And you don't hear the old songs, you don't hear the old music, and you certainly don't hear the old message that we're all sinners and saved by grace. It's all that we, of course, have tapped into that supernatural power, and that we ourselves are God. Go right ahead, Warren.
Well, you know, one of the things I wanted to say is that Barbara Marx Hubbard, this is what, you know, Stan, why don't you just give a little capsule summary of Barbara Marx Hubbard, because you know her well, and you can present it.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Population, a quarter of the people who recognize that fact, a half of the people will go along with, but there's a quarter of the people who will oppose this move towards godhood, and they are going to have to be disposed of. As she says, that is not your job, my dear, that is ours, for we are the riders of the pale horse, death. Those are the exact words that she used in her first edition of the Revelation, the book of co-creation. Go right ahead.
Yeah, the thing that really I found to be interesting, Dr. Stan, that you and I did a program right very soon after September 11, 2001, I was led to write a book called Reinventing Jesus Christ, and this book, Post Christ Coming, is largely that book with a new appendix. But all of what I was shown at that time is playing out. It's exponentially grown. And basically this idea that you get on board, you make the right choice. You know, you hear the word smart a lot. You make the smart choice to live on a smart planet. You have to believe that you are one with everyone else and with God. And if you don't do that, then you as a cell, they say, in the body of humanity, you're like a cancer cell, and you're working against the flow of the force of the energy that goes through humanity. So you're hindering the flow of energy, you're hindering the peace process, and you need to be healed or eliminated. I've got short sections in my book on Barbara Marx Hubbard and her book, The Revelation and Teachings. I'm going to read a little bit from the selection process because I think it's important to do that. I've got Marianne Williamson and A Course in Miracles. I've got Maitreya. I'm Benjamin Krem and a guy named Wayne Peterson, who's sort of a latter-day Benjamin Krem, who was incidentally interviewed in Santa Barbara back in 2001 on a television station called Bridging Heaven and Earth. And Wayne Peterson was interviewed on that program, and just on a hunch, I checked it out, and Barbara Marx Hubbard was on the board of directors of this television station that interviewed man who was pushing Maitreya. So there's definitely a sympathy from Hubbard and other New Agers towards Maitreya. They're not all unrelated. They actually all are saying basically the same thing. The other one is Neil Donald Walsh, the author of Conversations with God. Hubbard and Walsh are, you know, on the board of the Global Renaissance Alliance, now called the Peace Alliance. It was founded by Marianne Williamson and Neil Donald Walsh. Hubbard's on the board. These guys are all together. They have their own organization. They morph it. They change the name about every 2 years, just like the New Age is now the New Spirituality. But these teachings on the selection process of ridding humanity of those who hinder the peace process is consistent with Maitreya. And I'm going to read just some of the quotes that are on page 33 of my book, False Christ Coming, Does Anybody Care? These are direct quotes from Hubbard's Christ in the Revelation. This is Christ, not Hubbard. Dearly beloved, I approach the crucifixion far more easily than I approach the selection. The crucifixion was done into my body. The selection will be done into yours. The decisive moment of selection has almost come. The judgment of the quick and the dead is about to be made. The end of this phase of evolution is nearly complete. It's important to say that we're reaching this time period, December 21st, 2012, where many world teachers, Mayans, Indian tribes, others, New Agers, are saying that the world is going to end and or the age is going to end, and that if the world continues on, December 22nd will be day one of the new age, the age of Aquarius. So they're pushing towards this date as a time period rather than a set of teachings.
Now, what, December 21st of what year, though?
2012.
All right, fine. Yeah,
2012. And actually, there's a book that came out this year, written by New Age leader Neil Donald Walsh, one of Hubbard's and Marianne Williamson's cronies, Wayne Dyer, the rest of them. And the book is called Mother of Invention, and it's the legacy of Barbara Marx Hubbard. She's being brought forward, Dr. Stan. She's been speaking at prophecy conferences. She's being hailed as a modern-day prophet. She's a false prophet. But she's spoken at Haverford College, an uppity, Eastern intellectual place. She's been there with Bruce Lipton, a quantum cellular biologist, the guy who talks about quantum physics. So anyway, there's this moment of decision that's coming. And do we have time for a couple more quotes?
Well, I think we'll probably have. Get started. I'll interrupt you. Go ahead.
Okay. From the selection process, Hubbard's Christ. The second death is for those of you who cannot evolve by choice due to some deeply seated error in your understanding of the nature of reality. It is to open your mind that you will undergo the second death. The surgeon dare leave no cancer in the body when he closes up the wound after a delicate operation. We dare leave no self-centeredness on earth after the selection process.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
The This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
The best thing that can happen is that people will die and, of course, will then, of course, be reincarnated and brought back in this wonderful new utopian world of their making. This is not, of course, a Christian teaching at all, but this is the message that they're putting out, that we ourselves are God. And once you understand that, well, of course, it's a ridiculous thing, but there are people who really believe this. That we are God, we are perfectible, and of course, then we determine what is right and wrong. We're not answerable to another God because we are God. Well, there's just so much in the teachings of these people, and they're little bit by little bit infiltrating the Christian church and the Christian seminaries, and they're doing it because they have phenomenal amounts of money behind them. And of course, what they're doing is neutralizing the teaching. The Christians now, a lot of the old-time Christians, aren't going to accept this, but they're taught that they should go ahead, go along with these thoughts, because Christianity is evolving into a different type of religion, where you can come into contact with God by meditation, and he will transform your life. Well, of course, that's not what we're told. We come in contact with God by reading and studying the scriptures, not by getting into meditation. Our telephone number, of course, well, we're not going to, I think, open up calls right now. But, Warren, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, and because we do carry your book here. We think it's a very important one. But how can people get in touch with you? And let's get the title of your book out once more.
Sure. False Christ Coming. Does anybody care what New Age leaders really have in store for America, the church, and the world? My website is mountainstreampress.org. and I can be contacted at warren@mountainstreampress.org. My other books are Deceived on Purpose, The New Age Implications of the Purpose-Driven Church, A Wonderful Deception, The Further New Age Implications of the Emerging Purpose-Driven Movement, and, of course, my first book, my testimony about my experience of being seduced into the New Age and then getting out of the New Age, The Light That Was Dark from the New Age to Amazing Grace. I would like to say, Stan, that this talk about Christians being killed, this is nothing new to the Christian faith. Martyrs have been around for years. This has happened before. Jesus warned in John 16:2, they shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think he doeth God service. That's exactly what they've got planned with this peace plan. We hear the word peace plan a lot in the New Age, and Rick Warren's got a peace plan, and he says his peace plan is not a New Age peace plan, but yet he's saying that God is in everything. He's using a heretical Bible paraphrase called The Message, and he's doing so many things. The first thing that tipped me off to Rick Warren is when I was reading The Purpose-Driven Life. He introduced the idea of hope and purpose by citing Dr. Bernie Siegel, a New Age doctor who I knew from the New Age, and this Dr. Bernie Siegel has a spirit guide by the name of George. This is who Rick Warren chose to use to introduce the idea of hope and purpose. I also, in my research, quickly found out that this doctor was one that Robert Schuller had introduced into the church years previous, and that's what led me to understand that Rick Warren patterned so much of his ministry, so many of his teachings, after Robert Schuller, who, of course, is a New Age sympathizer and has had Gerald Jampolsky, a psychiatrist who wrote a book about the Course in Miracles. He's the guy that introduced me to the Course in Miracles when I was in the New Age, and there he is on Robert Schuller's program as recently as 2004, with Schuller recommending all of his books, New Age leader Neil Donald Walsh writing the introduction to this book. Jampolsky actually had a back page endorsement of one of Robert Schuller's most recent books that has a subtitle of Living God's Dream for Your Life. Rick Warren's peace plan is called he uses the term God's dream. He says God's dream for you and the world. That's Rick Warren's peace plan. All this stuff is being melded together. The same words are being used on both sides. They have a little bit different meaning, but they're being just kind of meshed together to come up with this new world view. The thing that's really important, if there are people listening that are not Christians, that are a little bit confused by what we're talking about, as somebody who is very involved with metaphysical New Age teachings, I dismissed traditional Christianity. I went into the new teachings of the New Age and the metaphysical teachings of the New Age, and what I found out was that Jesus Christ really did die on the cross for our sins, that there really was a devil, and that he was defeated on the cross of Calvary. When Jesus died on the cross, he defeated evil, he defeated sin, and he defeated the devil. That all sounds probably pretty strange to somebody who's not in the Christian faith. It was strange to me, but it was strangely true. And again, I would just urge you to consider these things, to pray about them, and ask for truth to be brought into your life so you don't get confused by whoever happens to be the last person that you heard talking about something. God will answer your prayers if you want truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. He's the truth. If you're praying for truth and Jesus makes himself known to you, you will know it. I did. And my life was turned upside down when I did. As a matter of fact, Stan, I don't know, I'm sure we've done a couple of programs where I gave my testimony. When I first was alerted to the fact that I was being deceived, it was in Johanna Michelson's book, The Beautiful Side of Evil. And my wife and I were both experiencing a strange oppression that was not lifting when we were calling upon our New Age teachings. We exhausted everything that we had been taught in the New Age, and this oppression would just periodically come and go. And I went into a bookstore in Hermosa Beach, California, at the time that this was happening, and I went to the New Age healing section, and I saw this book. I didn't know it was a Christian book. It was called The Beautiful Side of Evil by Johanna Michelson. Pulled the book down. She started talking about how she had been drawn into the New Age after accepting Jesus as her Lord and Savior, ended up working with a psychic surgeon in Mexico City. A lot of miraculous healings were taking place, but then something happened that alerted her that what looked like it was so good was really evil. And as I was reading this and starting to read the scriptures that she was laying out in her book, I was on the floor taking notes. A homeless mentally ill guy came off the street back to where I was reading and writing and started screaming at me, "What are you doing with that book? Are you going to buy that book or what?" And I just sat there and I went, does evil know that I'm reading about it? Can evil orchestrate a man to come right off the street and come and try to intimidate me and try to keep me from reading about it? My only conclusion was yes. And that's exactly right. Evil is real. The New Age says no, evil is an illusion. The devil is real. Satan was defeated on the cross, but the New Age says no, Satan's not real. That's just a fearful thought that you need to rid yourself of. What I learned was that almost everything, every bottom line teaching of the New Age is the Bible upside down. But it's all done in the name of Jesus, in the name of God, in the name of love, in the name of light. The Bible's real clear. There's only salvation in Jesus Christ of Nazareth, not in the false Jesus of Oprah Winfrey and A Course in Miracles and the New Age. Oprah Winfrey, back in 1987, had Marilyn Ferguson, the author of The Aquarian Conspiracy, the New Age Bible, along with A Course in Miracles. And on that program about the New Age, Oprah said, "I realized when I read a book by Eric Butterworth called Discover the Power Within You, I realized that Jesus didn't come to teach us about his divinity, but about ours." And one of the men on the show, who is a religious science pastor, said, "Oprah, what you just said is a bottom line definition of the New Age movement." Oprah Winfrey's been doing this for a long time. And I've got to state that when I was in the New Age, if I had Oprah's venue, I would have taken it. I would have been glad to put those teachings out to the world because I believed in them as fervently as she apparently does. But I was dead wrong. Oprah's dead wrong. Pray for her. Christians out there, pray for Oprah Winfrey. She could have an incredible influence on people if she was to stand up and to say, you know what, I've been deceived. I realized that I fell into the seduction that Jesus warned about in Matthew 24. And her show might only last a day or two because she'd probably be, they'd try to discredit her so quickly. But we've seen conversions in the Bible. The Apostle Paul was, you know, he was responsible for the killing of Christians, and he had a mighty conversion. So let's not give up on Oprah, but let's recognize that what she's doing is probably the most dangerous prophetic role in the world today. She's reaching millions of people with the wrong Jesus, the wrong Christ, the wrong God.
And they really are doing a magnificent job of misleading Christians and taking them away from the scriptures. And they're looking for this new spirituality. They're looking for this new experience. And they're looking for another way of reaching God. And, of course, the God they're going to be reaching is not the God of the Bible. But, of course, rather than attacking the church from outside, they've infiltrated it from within. Certainly, Rick Warren has, well, last time I checked, over 40,000 ministers and church leaders had attended his meetings, and this was some years ago, and certainly gotten his message and were taking it back to their churches. This has infiltrated churches all across America. And that, of course, that we need to understand, you know, that this is our own divinity. We are part and parcel of God. In fact, we really are God. And of course, that was the lie that came from the book of Genesis, but it's amazing how they repackaged it. And they've changed everything from our certainly being sinners saved by God to the fact that we are God. Go right ahead.
Yeah, you know, when I read Johanna Michelson's book, and she gave me this most amazing way of dealing with the oppression that we were feeling, and I wrote it down. I was too proud to buy her book. As a New Ager, I was too proud to buy a Christian book. But I knew what she was saying was true. I believed it, just like the Ethiopian eunuch believed Philip when he was brought alongside when he was reading the book of Isaiah and didn't understand it. Philip helped him to understand it. It says he believed, and he was baptized right on the spot. I wrote down what Johanna wrote in her book, and I took it back. And the next day, when this oppression was present again, I repeated the words that she had, which was, "Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to leave. I forbid your presence here. I claim the blood of Jesus Christ upon us. Leave and go where Jesus Christ would send you." And it was like, whoosh, Dr. Stan, it just went away. And I went, wow, there really was a victory on the cross of Calvary. Satan was defeated, and I just called upon that victory. Romans 10:13 says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And, you know, you talk a lot about how the old hymns are missing from the church. Dr. Stan, when we came into the faith, a mighty fortress is our God rang so true. And I want to read one of the stanzas from that, because it was exactly what happened, what I just mentioned. One little word will fell him, calling on the name of Jesus, and evil left. The third stanza of A Mighty Fortress Is Our God says, and though this world with devil's filth should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God hath willed his truth to triumph through us. The prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for him. His rage we can endure, for lo, his doom is sure. One little word shall fell him. We called on that one little word. Well, it's not a little word. It's a big word. It's a powerful word. It's the name of Jesus, the true Jesus, not another Jesus like the one Oprah's presenting, the New Age is presenting. The Apostle Paul warned him in 2 Corinthians 11. He chided the Corinthians and he said, if someone comes through here preaching another Jesus and another gospel and another spirit, you might just go along with it. That's what's happening in the world today. And these hymns are filled with scripture. They're filled with truth. And they've pretty much been dropped by so much of the church. And we're now singing, I remember a friend of mine, he's big, 6 foot, I think he's about 6 foot six, about 280. He was a Salvation Army preacher. And we were running a homeless program, and Bob came in the room, and I said, hey, Bob, I said, you know, most of these, a lot of these contemporary praise songs could be sung to the Antichrist. And he went, whoa, yeah, you're right, that's true. And you know, when you just say, Lord, we welcome you into this place, we love you so much, and you're not saying who your Lord is, and so much of the really deep scripture is missing. It's just an atmosphere where you sort of feel good, but you really haven't accomplished much in the way of real praise for the real Jesus and the real God.
Well, unfortunately, the forces of darkness have infiltrated the Christian church, and they have really neutralized it so that today it is really almost irrelevant as far as what's going on in the world today. And where are our ministers speaking out against what's happening today? And they're not doing it. No, they've got their Bible studies, and they've got all sorts of nice little feel-good things. But the really important issues, and the fact that certainly both of our political parties are controlled by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, this move towards world government, this is all part and parcel of Satan's plan for the world today. But the average Christian has no idea what's going on, because he's not being schooled properly in his church. Now, this isn't to say that none of the churches are doing a good job. We've got, I don't know, 50, at least probably 50 churches that where the ministers listen to our programs and take our message out, and some of them even support us. And we don't expect the ministers who are really not doing very well financially to support us at all. It is not a matter. We want them to get the message and get it out across America. But what you need to do is understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men, and we have to base what we know upon the scriptures, and so many of our ministers are not preaching that gospel. They're preaching a social gospel, a feel-good gospel, and certainly this gospel that takes us away from really the idea that we're all sinners to the idea that we're all good and that we're getting better. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, mankind is not getting better. The forces of evil permeate every aspect of our society and every aspect of our government today. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I think chapter 10 in my book, False Christ Coming, kind of underlines what you were just saying, Dr. Stan. It's called the Silent Church. Same thing happened in Germany, as we mentioned before. People just aren't speaking up. They're being intimidated, and there's this new worldview emerging. And I say that word emerging carefully, because what's emerging is the Antichrist gospel, this idea that we're all one because we're all God. In chapter 10, I said, why is there almost no call for spiritual discernment within the church except to warn believers not to be deceived into doubting their appointed Christian leaders? And at the very end of The Light That Was Dark, I quoted at the very end of False Christ Coming, I said, clearly many who said they were of the faith would soon become part of the deception too if they weren't already. Were we witnessing the great falling away, predicting in the Bible, 2 Thessalonians 2:3? Was the mystery of iniquity talked about in the scriptures already doing its deceptive work with all power and signs and lying wonders and all deceivableness of unrighteousness, 2 Thessalonians 2:7-10? Would people calling themselves Christians abandon their faith in the Bible and the Bible's Christ? Could it be the reason the church is so unaware of the New Age New Gospel movement is because it's being led by that same spirit and heading down that same broad way? Is it happening now right in front of our very own eyes?
And we look around, we see the mess that the world's in. Then we say, well, why isn't the church being effective? Well, the church is not being effective because it's been infiltrated. And many of our Christian ministers, knowingly or unknowingly, are serving the other God. And believe me, of course, they equate Lucifer with God. There's a dualistic thing going on there. We've got to get back to understanding who Christ is and what his message is. And this is why we certainly recommend Warren's book, and we'll be offering it to Radio Liberty. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program. Well, go right ahead, Warren. We've got 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program. The time just flies by whenever we have you on.
Well, you know, Stan.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the 4 gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that, thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
And then, of course, we ask you, of course, to consider some of the other books. You can certainly call our exchange and ask them for the other books. Rick Warren is, Warren Smith has written. We do carry a number of them. You must understand that Christianity is under attack today from within. What better way to destroy Christianity than infiltrating our seminaries, than infiltrating our Christian churches and neutralizing them? And a lot of our ministers don't even realize what's happening because they've never actually learned the true scriptures and what Christianity is about. We're dealing with a truly diabolical enemy. We're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And we're losing because a lot of our ministers don't understand what Christian civilization is about. Why have they changed the music of the church? Why have they changed the message of our churches? And it is because they've been infiltrated. And it's time that you began learning about these things. So we certainly recommend that A False Christ Coming, Does Anybody Care? The book, we hope you'll give a call, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope, of course, you want to get the other four tapes that we have on the supernatural. Well, Joanna Michelson, who Sydney Warren was talking about, we have her talking about when she was a medium and she was working with a faith healer and the wonderful miracles she witnessed. But, of course, they were from the devil. They were from the dark side. And then, of course, we have, of course, the book on Satanism written by William Kennedy, who is going to be a guest with us. He'll be with us again. But if you want to get his book on satanic crimes, get our four-tape set on satanic crimes. The information is readily available here at Radio Liberty. But you're going to have to give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, we'd hope that you'll get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. It's a simple, little, easy-to-read book, but it will give you real insight into what's going on. My talk, certainly, on the dark secret, on the forbidden secret. Those are on DVD, but there's syllabuses that go with each one of them. You need to get the syllabuses. You need to go through them. You need to understand how Christianity has been thoroughly infiltrated. Why? Because it's one of the bulwarks of our society. Destroy Christianity, you destroy society, and that's what they're about to do. But we're coming to a climax. Certainly, financially, America is in real trouble, and we're not going to straighten out. They're going to destroy the value of our currency and impoverish our people. We're on the verge of war with the Muslim Brotherhood. Certainly, the Muslim Brotherhood is behind what's happened in Egypt, in Tunisia, what's happening in Libya today, what's happening in Algiers and Morocco, what has already overthrown the government in Lebanon, what's overthrown the traditional secular government in Turkey and taken Turkey into the Islamic field. Certainly, these influences are in Egypt, they're in Afghanistan, they're in Iraq today. Everything is changing and changing rapidly. We're moving towards a major conflict in that part of the world. But remember, the Muslim Brotherhood has always been a front for the Brotherhood of Darkness. Most Americans have no idea what's really going on. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. If you want to get the book, 1-800-544-8927. Your job is to get the information, and then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection. And we'll be back here in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and we had hoped this hour to have Cheryl Hancock. I hope we're trying that 805 number that we have for Cheryl. It's her cell phone, and hopefully that will reach her over there in the Holy Land. And anyway, Cheryl works over in the Holy Land as a journalist there, but she also certainly is keeping abreast of what is really going on and that really the terrible conflicts in the Holy Land today. What you must understand, of course, is that Cheryl certainly, and I see maybe Cheryl's calling in on line one. I'll ask Herman to pick up line one and see what we can find there. But at least hopefully we'll get something going on. Hopefully we'll have Cheryl here in just a moment. In fact, maybe I'll just go ahead and pick up line one and just see what. No, I can't pick it. I won't pick up on my phone. So I'll ask Herman to pick up line one. We'll go from there. But basically, of course, what we have to understand is that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And behind everything that's going on today are powerful spiritual forces. Over there, and just in the Holy Land, you've got the people of Barak, who's the defense minister. You've got the fellow who is in charge there, Netanyahu, and these people are all closely aligned with what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, and they're simply playing a part, and they're leading Israel to its own destruction. But the average person in Israel has no idea how they're being betrayed by their leaders. But so we're going to be seeing some frightening things happening over there. And basically the leaders over there are doing exactly what they're told. It's turning certain parts of the country over to the Palestinians. And you have to understand that the Brotherhood of Darkness is financing the Palestinians. They're arming the Palestinians. They're training the Palestinians for the coming war. We're certainly working with the people in Lebanon. We're working with the people in Egypt. And Egypt, which at least until recently, was stable, and at least Israel didn't have to worry about its southern border. It had to worry about its eastern border and its northern border. But now, of course, Egypt has been destabilized, taken over by the radicals. And the leaders of Egypt are talking about how soon 2 million people are going to march on Israel, and of course to retake Jerusalem. Well, with that as a background, let's go to Cheryl Hancock. Hi, Cheryl. How are we doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Dr. Stantz. Good to talk to you.
Sounds like you were just next door.
I wish I was sometimes.
All right, fine.
Things are getting hot over here.
I know. Well, we appreciate it. Of course, whereabouts in we know you live there in Jerusalem. Are you in Jerusalem now, or are you off on one of your trips?
No, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay,
it's 7 o'clock in the morning.
All right, fine. Well, tell us what's going on over there, because we know there's been a lot of demonstrations. A lot of the Israelis are very unhappy about what's going on as far as the government is concerned. We see the people in Gaza, the Palestinians, actually have broken the truce now and are lobbing missiles into the southern part of Israel. Certainly we know that the situation is growing a little more dire as far as the relationship with Lebanon is concerned, where, of course, Hezbollah is a very powerful force there. Bring us up to date of what's going on from a geopolitical point of view in Israel and in that part of the world.
Yeah, I was catching the last part of what you were saying about Egypt and the Muslim Brotherhood. We just received a report that they're calling for a million-man march today against the Israeli embassy in Cairo, and they want to oust the ambassador for Israel. So they have attacked the embassy already. Muslim Brotherhood is calling for this. And they're also calling an attack against the Israeli people. And these are the people that are supposed to be going into office in Egypt. So they do not want to have peace with Israel any longer. They want to quit that peace.
Well, of course, this is the radicals who've taken over in Egypt. At least Mubarak, who was there before, was not perfect, but at least he was quite willing to maintain a peace with Israel as long as he had the full support of the American government. And we've been keeping Mubarak in power for, I don't know, 20 or 30 years since Anwar Sadat was killed. But for some reason, there seems to be a timetable, this is the impression I get, that the Brotherhood of Darkness, the people who are really running things behind the scenes, have now toppled the government there in Tunisia. They've toppled the government in Egypt. They're in the process of toppling the government in Libya. They are in the process of toppling the government in Syria. They have already toppled the government in Lebanon and brought more radical elements to power. They toppled the government in Turkey some years ago and brought and did away with the people from the military. We're keeping Turkey at peace with Israel. And now, of course, they put a more radical element in. They've replaced the head of the army. And, boys, people who are pushing the Muslim faith actively, so that Turkey has now become a Muslim nation, not a secular nation, are certainly working to destabilize Turkey. So that whole part of the world is certainly facing what I feel is a very real and conflict, and it's only a matter of time before many of the Muslim nations mobilize and turn against Israel. Does the average Israeli really realize what's going on?
Yeah, actually, they're beginning to realize what's going on. A lot of Israelis do realize it. A lot of Israelis do not want to believe it because they know that once this starts, there's probably not going to be an end to it because it's going to create a war. As a matter of fact, Turkey asked for Israel to apologize for the attack on Israel from the ships that came, and they had to stop those ships. And the Israeli government was attacked. The soldiers were attacked.
Now, this was the flotilla that attacked Israel, what, about a year ago?
Absolutely.
Okay, fine.
Absolutely.
So now the Turkish...
Go ahead.
Go right ahead. I mean, basically, Turkey is asking Israel to apologize because Turkey launched a flotilla basically to break the Israeli embargo and so that they could smuggle weapons onto the Palestinians there, certainly in Gaza. But go right ahead.
Yeah, so the latest news, I should say, is that Turkey is asking for an apology, and Israel is saying, why should we apologize for defending ourselves? And they're right. They should
hold
not.
Hold that thought. Turkey is actually asking Israel to apologize, you know, for their opposition to the Turkish flotilla a year ago, when a number of Turks were actually killed when the Israeli commandos landed on their ships. But the Israelis had to do that. They couldn't allow the Turks to bring weapons and weapons of mass destruction. You didn't know what sort of weapons they were smuggling in into the terrorist elements in Gaza. And now the Turks are asking the Israelis to apologize. The Israelis don't want to apologize. We've heard that Netanyahu has refused to apologize, and Barak was saying, well, yes, we do apologize. Barak's the defense minister. What's really going on over there from your point of view?
Well, what they're saying is that if they apologize for defending themselves, where is this going to end? They need to be a country who does defend itself. Since the ceasefire just a few days ago, last Saturday, there have been 14 rockets, there's probably been more now, but rockets coming into Israel. So there really is no ceasefire with Hamas. Where does Israel stop apologizing? So it's an ongoing thing, and they need to be able to defend themselves. The world needs to see that Israel has to defend itself. If any other country were to have missiles coming in, would they not defend themselves? Or would they apologize for defending themselves? No, only Israel. And Israel needs to stop and stand for themselves, and they're starting to do that now.
And then there was an episode within the last week where, of course, a group of Palestinian terrorists, some sort of terrorists, came from Egyptian territory and attacked, I think of the city as a lot. It's down along the northern part of the Red Sea. It's an Israeli city there. And the Israeli forces, of course, fought back and killed five Palestinians. And there were three Egyptian soldiers there as well, and they were killed. And now, of course, Egypt is up in arms because their soldiers which were there, and they may even have been part of the Palestinian terrorist contingent. We don't know. But, you know, when there's a gun battle going on, what you do is you get down, you lay on the ground. But the Egyptian soldiers were killed when the Israelis were actually defending Israeli citizens. And now this is another incident trying to flare up a conflict between Israel and Egypt. Is that correct?
Yes. As a matter of fact, these men that came, these were gunmen that came from Gaza, but they came to Egypt through the weak link of the border from Egypt. So the Egyptian soldiers were supposed to be, they were responsible for guarding that border, and they allowed these people to come through, whether it was negligence or what, nobody knows at this point. But they came through, there were groups of terrorists, and they shot and killed many people. Eight Israelis were shot on a bus that a car opened up and just opened fire on them. Two kids were taken to the hospital. Seven people were critically injured. 29 people were injured. Another group opened fire on another car, killing all five people. And along the Egyptian border, the Palestinians started shooting at the Israelis. Israelis, of course, were defending themselves, shooting back, and that's where the three Egyptians were killed. But how some of the Palestinians were wearing Egyptian uniforms in the beginning. So it's, when you're in a gun battle and people are shooting at you, you shoot to protect yourselves. And so they did apologize for killing the Egyptians because they didn't want to get the Egyptians involved because they were gunmen from Gaza. But it did not stop there. They continued to shoot mortars into Israel, the Palestinians. They were in Israel with anti-tank missiles, and Israel did a great job at defending itself. They actually chased down seven of the terrorists and killed them. But since then, there have been 150-something rockets coming into Israel, and Israelis have been running for bunkers. At least two have been killed. Many have been injured just within the past 5 days. So it's an ongoing battle, though Hamas said we have a ceasefire. And we have to know that when they say ceasefire, there is no such thing in the Arabic language. It's a hudna, and a hudna means we're going to regroup, we're going to stop, but we're not going to have a cessation of fire, and which is, you know, proven to be true because the day they said there was going to be a ceasefire, the next day they started shooting again into Israel. On Saturday, there was over 100 rockets that came into Israel alone.
Well, see, this area is really just the center of an increasing tempo of violence. And we're not really aware of this over here. You know, our attention seems to be focused more on Libya and on Syria, but we're not seeing what is really happening to Israel, which, and this is pivotal and seminal to what's happening in that part of the world. So what is the attitude of the Jewish people towards this sudden onslaught against them?
Well, the Jewish people are telling their government, the Israeli people are saying to their government, we need to have more protection. You need to protect us. Israel started building a border fence along the whole Egyptian border for 240 kilometers, but they only finished 45 kilometers of that border fence. So this is another reason why those gunmen were able to penetrate. And during the week before, the Egyptians knew about these different terrorist groups that were planting themselves in the Sinai Desert. Al-Qaeda is one of them. Hamas is another one of them. So Egyptian troops sent thousand troops, into the Sinai Desert with equipment, with tanks, and still couldn't get rid of these terrorist groups that are planting themselves there. They have weapons hidden in the Sinai Desert, and this is a very dangerous situation for Israel. How does Israel defend itself without getting the international community upset at Israel?
But did the Egyptians really try to thwart this and prevent it from happening?
They did say they tried to the week before when they sent 1,000 troops in, but there was no progress. So your guess is as good as ours. And right now, no one knows what to think. They're trying to think the best of Egypt, that they are trying, but they're weak down there. That is a weak link. Israel is the one that needs to defend that border. As a matter of fact, the Bedouin were the ones blowing up the pipelines, the gas pipelines to Israel. Within the past couple months, they blew up four of the pipelines. And so then they asked the Bedouins to guard those pipelines. Well, you don't ask the people that are blowing them up to guard them. So Egypt made a mistake there. So Israel is the one that should be defending its own borders. And the international community needs to let Israel defend its borders.
How is the morale of the Jewish people?
The people really know that there's a trouble on the horizon, and they are trying to hang in there with the IDF, but they are, as you said earlier, they are demonstrating now, not like the demonstrations going in, all over in the Middle East, but they are demonstrating because the prices of everything is so high in Israel. For example, the gasoline is over $8 a gallon. And people's wage is, the average wage is $2,400 a month. And if they're paying more money, getting less wage, they're really struggling. So the people are really fed up with the government, and they're demonstrating to show their dissatisfaction. But they are standing with their Israeli people, with their government. They know that they need to protect themselves. Yes, the morale is a little low right now, but I tell you what, these people will stick together and fight their enemies together. They know a house divided cannot stand.
Okay, fine. Well, what are some of the other things that we should be talking about in that part of the world? Because certainly this is almost like a seething cauldron. I mean, there's all sorts of things happening in all of the neighboring Arab nations. Certainly, and I think that this whole, my concern is that there's going to be a consolidation there of all of these countries under the control of the Muslim Brotherhood. What people do not understand is the Muslim Brotherhood, has always been under the control of the Central Intelligence Agency and MI5. People do not understand that. We have a wonderful book called The Devil's Game, goes into the background of this. But people shouldn't be surprised if you go into the past history of the other enemies we've had, for instance, the Nazis. Who funded the Nazi movement? They were funded by American banks, and certainly it was American corporations who, not only before World War II, but during World War II, they were providing the weapons for the Nazis, 100 American corporations, building the planes and tanks and trucks and munitions for the Nazis in Hitler's Germany. Not only that, but who is providing the oil and gasoline? Why, Exxon, an American corporation. But you're never going to hear this sort of thing. So basically, the Nazi movement, not only before the war, but during the war, was being funded and financed and armed by American corporations. And then you get in the background of communism, you will find a very similar story. And my fear is, if we've really got into the background of what's going on today, we'd find out that America was behind the overthrow of the Egyptian government and the Tunisian government and the Libyan government, and certainly is behind the attempt to overthrow the Syrian government today. And, of course, we do know that the Turkish government was overthrown some years ago under the auspices of a Mr. Gulen, who lives in Pennsylvania and works very closely with the CIA. So nothing as it appears to be. I'm sure that you don't hear this sort of thing over there, Cheryl, but of course those of us who study the geopolitics get an entirely different picture than you do, because you're right on the front lines. What about the morale of the Israeli people? What else can you tell us about what's going on today?
Well, they know that, it's, as you just said, all these countries, if it so happens that the Muslim Brotherhood does take over, it's very, very bad news for Israel, as they're taking over in Egypt, because now the people do not want to have peace that's been held for 20 to 30 years with Egypt. And now the Jordan government is, well, what's going on over there is the peace is getting very unstable. It's very fragile over there. As a matter of fact, they're telling the businessmen, the Jordanian businessmen, not to do business with Israel. And so the hostility is growing from Jordan to Israel. So that's another one of your neighbors. We already talked about Israel, what's going on there. We all know what's happening with Iran. They want to blow Israel off the map. Syria, they were using Syria, and Syria's in a mess right now, as everybody knows. But who is going to take over Syria? What's going to happen there? Israel's watching very closely, because if it is a group that hates Israel or Muslim Brotherhood, somebody wants to control the Middle East, Israel is really in trouble. There right now, nothing is looking very good for Israel at this point.
All right, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question for Cheryl Hancock, who's our guest, and Cheryl's over there keeping us abreast of what's going on, we always love to have Cheryl on with us. So give us a call if you have any questions about what's taking place over there. But this is a powder keg on the verge of exploding. And it's going to have a profound impact on what happens in America. Well, Cheryl, what are some of the other things that you'd like to tell us about?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Upon the nations surrounding Israel, because of course they're opposing Israel, and talking about the fact that when you oppose Israel, there are serious consequences. And the thesis is, and I happen as a Christian to believe this, that God is going to punish those nations that come out actively against Israel. And as Cheryl is talking about the fact that there's a new book out going into studying all of the disasters that are befalling the nations throughout the world that are actively opposing the Jewish people in Israel. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, we'd love to hear from you. But, ladies and gentlemen, what people don't understand is we live in a material world, but there is a mystical world out there. We live in a subjective world, but there is a supernatural world out there. We live in a tangible world, but there's an invisible world. We live in a rational world, but there's an irrational world out there. And God does rule in the affairs of men, whether we want to acknowledge it or not. He really does. And the older I become, the longer I live, the more convinced I am of that fact, that God does rule in the affairs of men. Cheryl, did you have anything else you wanted to say? And then we'll get back to Herman. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But there is a real conflict going on there in the Near East involving Israel. And certainly, I think we're going to see many more new conflicts developing through that new Near East and Middle East region. But Herman, Cheryl, did you have anything else to say before we get back to Herman?
Yes, I would like to say that a lot of people think that the Palestinians are the underdogs here in Israel. And I work with many Palestinians. I have many Palestinian friends. I was there yesterday in Palestinian villages, and they will tell you the same thing that I'm telling you now. Israel is the underdog. And Israel is fighting a war almost by themselves here in the world. That's not a war for just Israel. But if Islam takes over Israel, if this war really does happen, they take over Israel, which they're trying to do, they're not going to wipe their hands and say, okay, we're done, now let's have peace in the whole world. They're going to move on. They say Saturday, the Jews, Sunday, the Christians. They're going to move on to Europe and America. But I've got to say that no one can be an underdog with God on their side. And we know that God will stand up for Israel one of these days. Right now may not be the time. So we need to stand, especially if you're Christian. We need to stand with Israel at this point.
I agree with you totally. Herman, did you have anything else you wanted to say?
Yeah, I just wanted to bring the attention of the listeners to a series of videos or CDs called Against All Odds. And it was produced several years ago by actually a non-believer in God, but he is a Jew. And he went there as a journalist, and he interviewed, live interviews, with veterans of all the Israeli wars. And he points out, and it's about a five-hour-long series, all of the miraculous interventions that have occurred, even to the point where military schools will not teach, for example, the 67 war, because it was impossible what the Israelis achieved, or maybe it was the 73 war. But there were interventions, and I also just want to mention, when it talks about praying for Israel, it doesn't mean that the government over there is necessarily righteous or that everybody is just doing the greatest thing. The overall issue is that God has divinely brought the Jewish people back to their homeland after an absence of almost 2,000 years, an unheard of and never again repeated event. And those nations that seek to thwart that plan are going to have hell to pay, or heaven to pay.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. And, Chris, basically people say, well, maybe it's just coincidence, you know. But I really believe that God does work in the affairs of men. I think that certainly never in the past has there been the ability to monitor people the way we monitor them today. And certainly these are all prophesied in the scriptures, and the fact that basically everybody in the world has a number, just about, certainly, and they're numbering the people in China, they're numbering the people in India. They're all going to have an ID card, all 1.2 billion people in China, and in 1.3 billion people in China, 1.2 billion people in India. Certainly, they are, of course, putting up their cameras all over the world. They are getting dossiers on people all over the world, and they're developing all sorts of computer technology for tracking people. These things have never happened before. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Would like to know what you think about it. Do you have any questions for our guest, Cheryl Hancock? Give us a call right here at Radio Liberty.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance for a land so fair. beside her, man guide her, through the night with a light from above. From the mountain, through the prairie, through the ocean, white with gold. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above.
Don't be late.
Nope.
White with gold. God bless America. My home.
Right, Pop? Right, son.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. I guess, of course, is Cheryl Hancock. We've got Herman still hanging on the line. If you'd like to have a question, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And, Cheryl, before we go on, I want you to go ahead and tell us how people can get in touch with you if they'd like to know more about what you're doing over there and perhaps help you, as, of course, you're there, you're keeping us abreast of what's going on and certainly reaching out to the Palestinian and the Jewish people with the promise, certainly, of hope in a world gone mad. So, basically, how can people get in touch with your ministry, Cheryl?
Well, the best way to get a hold of me is just through email, and that way I can direct you to any questions that you have. But my email address is grateful, GRATEFUL dot Cheryl, CHERYL, at gmail.com.
That's grateful at?
Grateful dot Cheryl.
Right.
CHERYL at gmail.com.
All right, fine. And certainly we support Cheryl. We think she's doing a great job. And Barbara and I get a little old for going halfway around the world, but Cheryl's young. She's over there. Not only that, but she originally comes from the Monterey Bay area. This is where her family lives. And so it's when she gets back here where we always try to meet with her. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You have a question. Herman, did you have any other questions for Cheryl?
Yeah, I wanted to bring one other point up. I happen to have been born in Germany. I came here when I was 7. But my mother, my grandfather, my aunt, they all personally witnessed the Holocaust in motion in Germany. I don't have time for the details, but it was horrific. And what many Americans don't realize is that if the radical Muslims are able to carry out what they say they believe, they will perpetrate another Holocaust on the Jews. And they won't stop just with the Jews. We will be next because we are the great Satan. They're the little Satan. But, you know, it's a horrible thing to even contemplate. So I ask people to consider that. And also, Cheryl, maybe you could talk about people visiting Israel, because I was privileged to go there twice. I felt very safe there. It's a wonderful, life-changing experience. The people were gracious, and, of course, the holy sites and so on. It's all very moving. So, and I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Okay. What I'd like to say, first of all, is to get back with you talking about the miracles that have happened during the wars. Many miracles have happened. I've heard them personally from soldiers that were in the army. And these are secular Jews, if there is such a thing, who saw these things and now know that God was protecting them. But it's not only the Jewish people that are seeing the miracles, it's the Palestinian people that are seeing it. And I've talked to them also. Many of the Palestinian people that have witnessed these things are wanting to get out of Islam and wanting to understand about God, who God is. These four visits I had yesterday in the Palestinian areas were with Muslims that wanted to know about Christianity. They wanted to know who God is. They want to know about the Jewish God. We had some great conversations yesterday. They're tired of the violence. They know it's going nowhere. They know their kids can become nothing. No doctors, no lawyers. They are going to become jihadists. And they don't want this kind of life for their families. They see it going downhill very quickly. And it's a very, very horrible situation for them. So there are some good things going on as the bad things do happen, because people are reaching up to God on both sides. Everybody's reaching up to God. Where else do you reach during times like this? Also, as far as visiting, people, of course, want you to come visit. I think everyone should come to Israel at least once. Now, when you see things on television, you see the worst parts of Israel, because what does the media focus on is the action, is the horrible things, because they want to sell a story. But that's only in isolated areas. I have two groups that are here right now that I got to visit this last week, and they're having a great time. They saw no problems. Most of them want to come back again. Most of them are experiencing the Lord themselves, because you focus. This is the land of the Bible. What happened here? They're having a great time. They're learning much. And really, I think everyone should at least come and see what's going on here. Get a taste for yourself. Don't listen to the media about things. Don't take somebody else's opinion, but come and make your own opinion what's going on. You can see for yourself. And when you do that, you'll understand that I came to the conclusion I need to stand with Israel. And I was only a tourist at about 15 years ago. And so I made up my mind I'm going to stand with Israel, because I saw the truth of what's going on. Very important to come and visit Israel.
Well, we've actually, my wife and I have been there 6 times. And I can certainly say that basically when you go over there, why, of course, it's just an entirely different. I mean, you don't have a feeling of any danger. You're not under attack. Nobody is trying to kill you or track you down. Both the Palestinians and the Israelis want to test the tourists there, because, of course, they want the funding for it. It benefits the Palestinians. It benefits the Israelis. So they're very, very few attacks on the tourists. What, maybe one attack a year, something like that, if that often?
If that much, Dr. Stan.
Right.
Yeah. They keep them protected.
All right. And basically, it is a wonderful experience. But I would simply point out, ladies and gentlemen, that I mean, it's a fascinating experience. But there are certain things they never will show you. They will never show you Sodom and Gomorrah. And Sodom and Gomorrah are there. They're the sulfur balls. In fact, Herman, who you just heard a few moments ago, called in. Herman, of course, has been to Sodom and Gomorrah. He actually found the sulfur balls there. The cities are there. The ashes of the buildings are there. Certainly there. And they've survived all these thousands of years. Why don't they take the tourists there? Because they don't want you to know that the story of the Bible is really true. And they certainly don't want you to know what happens to nations that turn their back on God and embrace homosexuality. And so basically there's an organized, orchestrated effort. It may very well be that a lot of the guides really don't know where the ruins of Sodom and Gomorrah are there. But I've talked to at least 3 people who've been there. And next time I go to the Holy Land, I'm going to go to see Sodom and Gomorrah. Well, let's go to Barbara. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And hi, Barbara. Do you have some thoughts about what's going on over there?
Well, the one thing I know that the times that we have been over there, the guides and the drivers, usually the driver is a Palestinian, the guide is Jewish, and they always watch out for the tourists. They keep in touch with everything that's going on, where it's going on, and they take care of, and they watch out for you. So I would still suggest that people go and see Israel. It is one of the most wonderful experiences you will ever have. And my experiences with the Palestinians that have been over there has been just tremendous. They have been friendly, telling me about what is going on with their lives. And I've really enjoyed talking with them. It's tremendous. I mean, they're most of them are just wonderful people.
And I think the thing is that everybody is a victim over there. Certainly the Jewish people are certainly under attack. The Palestinians are really under attack as well. I mean, basically everybody is being manipulated. Their organized effort to try to get the Palestinians, the Muslims, to hate the Israelis, and the Israelis to hate the Muslims. And certainly when we were there, we never sensed the hatred of one group or another. Now, the people who are here in the United States fanning the flames of racism here are the same people who are over there fanning the flames of racism, and whether it's the effort here in the United States to organize the Hispanics against the whites or the blacks against the Hispanics. But they're doing the same thing all throughout the world. What I call the Brotherhood of Darkness is trying to inflame racial tensions. You must understand that, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing is it appears to be. I think the Palestinians and the Israelis would get along fine together if they were given the opportunity, but the other side doesn't want them to. And who is the other side? Well, we hear about conservative, liberal, right, left, Republican, Democrat, and that's not what it's all about at all. There is a third force out there, truly a dark spiritual force that thrives on controversy and death and horror and suffering. And that, of course, takes you into the story of the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read it or heard our talks on this, you must get it. Barbara, go right ahead.
Well, there's just one thing. If anybody can get hold of a DVD, and it's called Despite All Odds, Israel Survives. It is an absolutely inspiring DVD. There's a DVD, and then there's one that has four discs in it, and it is incredible how it shows how God watches out for Israel.
I don't think you can read the story of really what's happened since 1948 when Israel was established as a nation, and now recognize that God has had a hand in the war in the 1950s, in the war of the 67 war, the 73 war. God has been involved in all of those things. So God has preserved Israel there for a purpose. Now, I think we're moving into a cataclysmic time here. I think there's going to be increasing conflict in that area of the world. But ladies and gentlemen, there's going to be increasing conflict in America in the coming years here as we see more and more acts of senseless violence here in America. And those of you have not heard the interviews on the four CD set we have, The Dark Awakening, or read the book we have, The Black Awakening. And there, of course, that is written by a minister who has talked to many of the people who actually have been certainly a mind control victims, either by satanic programming or by CIA programming. And they all tell the basic story. It's always the same. They're waiting for the word to be given, and these people are programmed to commit terrible acts of violence here in America. Well, our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. So, right now, I think if you go to Israel, you'll find a wonderful experience, and I think you'll feel very, very safe when you're there. Barbara, any other thoughts before we let you go?
I'd go tomorrow if I had a chance. I just have one, a little different question for Cheryl. Cheryl, I know you're in Jerusalem. But I hear that the Sea of Galilee, the water, the level is dropping dramatically.
Yeah, it's true, because Israel has been in a drought for quite a while now. Mm-hmm. And it has been dropping. Israel actually pumps water over into Jordan also.
Right.
And they pump water into Gaza. They pump gas into Gaza. Israel has been sharing with their neighbors as much as possible, but you're right, there is a drought going on, and we really need prayer for rain.
So you haven't even had the snow up like on Mount Hermon, where the head of the Jordan River is.
Yeah, every year that snow melts and, of course, flows down. There's three rivers that make up the Jordan that flows into the Sea of Galilee, comes through the Sea of Galilee, back into the Jordan River, all the way down the Dead Sea. And in the wintertime, or the springtime, I should say, it's flowing. It's beautiful. You can actually river raft down the river. It's beautiful. There's so many things to do
here
awesome.
In Israel.
It really
is.
Yes, and it's beautiful. But Israel is asking people to pray for rain, and people do go to the Western Wall by the thousands and stand together and pray for rain in this land.
We need to pray for rain in Israel, and and hope that hopefully that they will get be able to keep more of their water from going into the Jordan, over into Israel.
Right, and I believe that with all of these things going on, the wars coming up, the things that are happening with the water, with things happening in America, I really believe the Lord wants us to get our eyes on Him and reach up to Him and pray to Him. And if we do that, He's the one that answers the prayers. And as you were saying, Barbara, people want to live in peace, even over here.
Oh,
and we want to see that happen. And so we do need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And that not only goes for the Jewish people, but for the Muslim people, for the Palestinian people. The people that I see, the Muslims I see, come to the Lord or understand that there's a God that loves them, they begin loving their neighbors, the Jewish people. And so you have less people fighting when people come to know the Lord.
Well, that's what it's all about. We reach as many people as we can in the time that God has allotted to us. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But, of course, we are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Judeo-Christian civilization, because, of course, Christianity, it grew out of the cradle of Judaism. People don't understand that, but suddenly the New Testament is based upon the Old Testament and is the fulfillment of the prophecies of the Old Testament, which is really what's so exciting when you study the scriptures and see how it all fits together. And, of course, the prophecies were always for a time such as this, where there would be an explosion of knowledge. And there has never been more of an explosion of knowledge than at this time. Barbara, anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
No, just God bless you, Cheryl, and thank you for everything you're doing over there.
Thank you, Barbara.
Okay, certainly, Cheryl, you've got just a few more minutes. Why don't you give us your parting thoughts?
I just want to say that. Truly the Bible is a history book, and as you were talking about the cities that have been being found and the archaeology that's being done over here, it only proves that the Bible is a history book. And as you see history unfold, what we've been believing as Christians all our lives, we have faith in this book. But when you come to Israel and you see these actual places being uncovered daily, you understand that God is uncovering them for a reason. He wants us to believe in the Bible. He wants us to have faith in that. He wants us to know that it is a history book. The Jewish people have been here for 3,000 years, and we need to stand on the truth together.
And, of course, really the amazing, amazing things that you find when you go to Israel, and, of course, a lot of the places, there's places that you seldom get to. I'll never forget. We've been there 6 times, and only one time did they ever take us to Solomon's Caves, and they're right there by the entrance to the Damascus Gate. There's a little place down on the side of that, and they take you into these mammoth caverns right under the old city of Jerusalem, where they mine the rocks that are the massive rocks that make up the Wailing Wall and that hold that wall. I mean, some of these stones, you cannot imagine how they could possibly have moved these without supernatural help. And I'm sure there was supernatural help. I mean, you're talking about stones, that are are 40 or 50 feet long and 30 feet high, and I don't know how deep they are, but these are the walls that you'll see if you get a chance to look at the Wailing Wall from the cave that runs, or the tunnel runs, parallel with the wall. Anyway, we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program. Well, Cheryl, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program. Give us your parting thoughts, and then we'll let you go.
Okay, I would just like to say that when you come to...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dried Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dried Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dried Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States...
My ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us, we would love to hear from you. As you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day, reaching people all across the country to a growing audience. And more people are becoming aware. And you can, of course, hear us on at RadioLiberty.com. That's the website. We're on shortwave. 3 hours a day. We have a satellite hookup if you're interested in getting an inexpensive satellite so you can listen to our programs 24 hours a day. And then through the miracle of the internet, you can hear us listen to me 24 hours a day, the archive programs at radioliberty.com. Then Soundwave 2000. That's Soundwave 2000. You can get it on its own or going to radioliberty.com. And, of course, then we have the MP3 and we have the iPhone, and there are all sorts of means for getting our programs. And we hope that you will encourage others to listen and to support Radio Liberty. We need to expand our message, and we know where we are reaching people, why there's a growing influence of for people understanding what's going on and becoming involved in this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Now, if you haven't, of course, read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or watched the DVD, why, call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you're not in a position to get either the DVD or the book, go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, and just scroll down to the area there where it says videos, and then go to the scroll down videos, where the first one, that it's Brotherhood of Darkness. And it will introduce you into the spiritual forces that are at work in America today. There's another section there, of course. It's called Videos on the Web. It's a separate section. It's YouTube, a lot of YouTube or other television programs that are up on the Internet that will help you to understand what is really going on as far as so many things. Why did Building 7 come down? Why did the trade centers come down? They were brought down by explosives, ladies and gentlemen. Watch Building 7 come down. You realize you have been lied to. And then, of course, we have, Sydney, a list of the books and the DVDs and the videos and the 4-tape sets and the CD sets that were carried. They're all there at radioliberty.com. We hope you'll access our website. And then, of course, we hope that you'll tell others about our program, because that's how information is getting out and how, through the years, we've been able to increase our listening audience as people tell people tell people. And a lot of people aren't going to listen. A lot of people have been programmed to believe this sort of thing couldn't be true. After all, it was true. Why, of course, why Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity would tell us, or would they? And I would like to suggest that they are the finest conservatives that money could buy. But, of course, they're not going to tell you about the spirits of forces at work behind the scenes today, bringing us ever closer to that climax in history that we've read about and heard about since we were very young. But I think it's approaching and approaching very rapidly. So, again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, where you can hear our program 4 hours a day, and we do an